gentlemen, we present Ed Ducariati with...
Bruff, Bruff, do you have to have your trousers pressed just before we go on the air?
Well, Archie, I like to look smart.
I know, but look at that crease. It's like a razor's edge.
Yes, jolly good, isn't it?
Good nothing. I have to sit on that.
Well, for better or for worse, with Peter Bruff and Archie Andrews.
Well, hello, Archie. My, what a glorious wintry morning, eh? The air smells good. My, you were up early, weren't you? Archie, you're quiet, aren't you? I say, you're quiet this morning.
And I wish you'd follow my example.
What's the matter, old chap? Oh, writing a letter, I see.
Would you mind not leaning right over my shoulder when I'm writing?
I wasn't leaning over your shoulder. Well, not very far.
Oh, no? If you look in the mirror, you'll see Dear Sir on the back of your head.
Well, tell me, who are you writing to?
If you must know, I'm writing to Uncle Fred to thank him for the bicycle.
Bicycle? What bicycle?
The one he's going to give me for Christmas.
What? But how do you know he's going to give you one?
If he doesn't after this letter, he's a bit of a stinker.
Now, look. Look, this is no way to carry on. If Uncle Fred wishes to buy you a bicycle, well and good.
P.S. Bruff says it's all right for you to buy me a bicycle.
What? I said nothing of the sort, Archie. And what are all these other letters here? Thank you, Auntie Florrie, for the expensive cowboy outfit. Thank you, Uncle Vernon, for the expensive bow and arrow. And wait a minute. There's one to me.
Oh, yes, Bruff, but I wasn't going to post that until after Christmas.
Here, let me read it. Thank you very much, as usual, for the apple and orange. Archie, you know I always give you more than that.
Oh, yes, I forgot. And the shiny new sixpence.
What? So you think I'm stingy, eh?
Well, let's face it, Bruff, if I give you two halfpence for a penny, you check it.
Oh, how could you say such a thing, Archie? You're a really a naughty...
Now, come in.
Why, if it isn't Monica, my old partner in crime. Well, nice to see you, Monica. Well, well, well.
Hello, Archie. I've sent all my thank you letters off.
Did you send one to Brown?
Oh, no. Not after what you said about him eating with his fingers.
Eating with my fingers?
Yes, Archie says you like to save the wear and tear on the knives and forks.
Well, Brown, you see...
No, I don't see. How could you say such a thing? You willfully go around spreading tales about my meanness, and yet I've never seen you go short of anything. If you wanted anything, I've always done my best to see that you get it. And now, after all this, you spread these tales, forgetting, of course, what I bought you last Christmas. A bat, a ball, Well, this year it was going to be more, but after this, I'm doubtful if you'll get anything at all. And I'll see you later. Goodbye.
Yap. Never open blooming trap. I tell you what, Archie, let's do something to really please him.
Why should I give him back my pocket money?
Cleaning the windows, or whitewashing the ceiling, or getting the ink stain out of the carpet.
Ink stainer? Where?
Well, give me a chance to knock the bottle over.
I tell you what, Monica. Look, Bruff has got some trousers upstairs, and I think it would please him, you know, if he came home and found them nicely pressed.
Oh, jolly, Jim Slip, I'm all for it.
Yes, and we can't do any harm just pressing trousers, can we?
No.
All right, well, I'll go upstairs and get the trousers and you put the iron on, eh?
Righto, the iron. Now, let's see. Here it is. I'll plug it in the light socket and up on the table. Hop!
Here are the trousers, Monica. Here. What on earth are you doing standing on the table?
I just plugged the iron into the light.
Oh, jolly good. Get it nice and hot, eh?
I say, Archie, do you like marmalade?
Oh, rather.
Well, have a tuck in at my foot.
Monica. Look at you on that table. You've trodden in the marmalade.
Oh, I'm sorry. My dad, Archie, and I'll just get down. Here we are. I say, Archie, I seem to be limping a bit. It's my other foot this time.
Hey, no wonder. You've got a loaf of bread under it, too.
Oh, I know. Aren't I the absolute terminus?
Well, never mind.
Well, let's take the trousers.
Are you sure you know how to press trousers?
Oh, yes, Archie. I pressed Daddy's once and his jacket and shirt and collar and his tie all at the same time.
You did?
Yes, I was washing and it got too near the mangle. Well, you're right now, though, and in a strong light you can see his shadow.
Well, never mind, to work. Here, wait a minute. Here, where's the iron?
I put it on the ironing board.
Well, it's not here now.
Oh, don't be silly, Archie. Look, there's the lead. It comes down from the light to the ironing board.
Yes?
And through this triangular hole.
Oh, Oh, no, Monica. It's burnt right through the ironing board. Oh, quick, it'll be on the floor. Oh, dear.
Yeah,
oh,
there's what nothing on the floor except...
Except what?
Another triangular hole.
What? Oh, dear. Oh, look, it's dangling down into the room below. Oh, what should we do? Quick, switch it off and pull it up. Go on.
Yeah, all right, oh, Archie. Now, not to panic. Oh, here, Dad. Oh, look out.
What's the matter now?
Oh, that's torn it. Bruff's coughing the room downstairs.
Oh, quick, quick. Put the ironing board away. Oh, dear, what do we do?
Oh. Archie, Monica, you know... I think I must be seeing things.
Seeing things, Bruff?
Yes, as I came into the room downstairs, I looked up and saw a face on the ceiling.
Did you, Mr. Bruff? He's having a go at the jolly old jungle juice, eh?
Monica, I distinctly saw a little triangular face.
You come and lie down over here, Bruff. You take it easy now.
Look, I don't want to lie down. Oh, Archie! Oh, my leg's given way. It's gone through the floor. Hey, what's happened?
Well, I'll push off now, and don't worry, Mr. Bruff. As I go through the room underneath, I'll give you a leg up.
Archie! Monica! You little villain! You take my leg up!
I did have a little spot of bother with Monica and the iron, but I've been pretty good.
Then I must blame all you today.
Oh, yes, please. I'd love that. But, you know, I was thinking, as you can talk, why can't you sing?
I can sing as well as play.
What? You can? My, but that's marvelous. Look... Will you please sing me a song then before I go to bed?
When day is done and shadows fall, I dream of you. When day is done, I think of all the joys we knew. This evening, returning to hold you in my arms.
Examination this morning. Soon be breaking up for Christmas. Now, 30 days to September, April, June, and November. All the rest of 31, excepting February alone, which is 28 days clear.
And I've arrived, and to prove it, I'm here.
Well, hello, Mr. Bygraves. I'm ready for the end of term examination.
Oh, you're all right. Open your mouth and say ah.
Oh, not that sort. The examination at the end of the term.
Oh, that end of term? Yes, I thought you meant the medical you got when you finished your sentence.
Oh, yes, yes, exams. Right, have you got a pencil?
No.
Well, sharpen your finger. Oh. Oh, I'm sorry, boy, no disrespect. Here, you can borrow my pencil.
Oh, thank you.
Wait a minute, you'll have to pull your desk right up to me before you can use it. That's it, pull it up close, right up to me.
Why so close?
My pencil hasn't got a very long chain on it.
You chain your pencil to your waistcoat?
No, it's round me body. I once lost a pencil and a waistcoat.
Okay, all right, I'm ready.
Right, eyes down. First question, where is Hyde Park Corner?
It's at the corner of Hyde Park.
Yes. Yes, well, you're all right on geography.
Oh, Mr. Bygrave, look, you have to ask me more than that for an exam.
All right, then. Where is Africa?
Oh, good, good. Now, Africa is situated...
Next,
in the...
we have...
Hey, wait a minute. I haven't finished yet.
Oh, all right, go on. Right, now.
Half a dippy, I won't be long.
Here, you've filled half the page already.
I will be a minute now.
Come on, call, my pencil's going down. I've got to mark that lot. The question was simply, where is Africa?
Well, it's a detailed answer.
Look, the question, the answer is, it's abroad. I don't know what would happen if I asked you where India was.
India? Oh, now, India is...
Arithmetic!
But I was going to just write down where India
arithmetic
is.
Now, we're going to do that. If apples are a shilling a pound and I buy 2 pounds, how much should I pay?
2 shillings.
2 shillings? Are you sure?
Yes.
That's twice that shop's done me.
Oh, dear. Poor Mr. Bygrave. Oh, somebody's at the door. I'll go.
All right.
Don't you come. I'll go.
All right, well, leave my pencil go, then.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hello, boys. The door was locked.
Hello, Miss Singlebody. It's locked because we're having exams.
Oh, have you passed?
I don't know. Mr. Bygrave is just going through my paper now.
Archie, how do you like my new hat?
Oh, it's jolly nice, isn't it? It suits you. Where is it?
It's on my head. Look.
Oh, yes, yes. I can just see the hat, please.
That's him?
Yes, look there.
Well, of all the... Wait till I see that Harold Seacom.
Well, why him?
Well, he might have waited until I took my darts out before he threw.
Yeah, Archie, you're right. 2 pounds of apples at a shilling a pound. Yeah. Oh, hello, Miss Dinglebody. That's a smashing hat. Ooh, must have cost you a lot of lollies.
Oh, no, only 10 guineas.
10 guineas? For a hat? That's sheer folly, Lolly.
Do you think Harold will like it?
He should do. He's always painted himself in a toque.
Well, you can ask him himself now. Here he comes now.
Mr. Heddlethinkum, your trustworthy travelling salesman. Bringing you your new electric chimney sweeper. No more black hands, no more black faces, no more soot, and in many cases, no more chimney.
Harold!
When I finish cleaning your chimney, it will be so clean you'll be able to eat your breakfast in it.
But Harold, your mouth and your hands, they're black.
My last client insisted I had breakfast in it. Silly fool. He got on the roof and lowered me down a cup of coffee.
Yeah, and then some bacon and egg.
Oh, no.
Well, then, yep. All I can say is you're wearing a very small yellow beret.
Yeah. Yellow beret?
Yes, with bacon ear flaps.
Oh. The fool, the absolute fool. Agatha, do you remember I was taking you out to lunch?
Yes, I'm ready.
Good. Well, I'll kneel down. You get a knife and fork. This is it.
Oh, no.
No, Agatha, please, don't dash away like that. I didn't mean it. Say something nice to me, Agatha. Please don't stand there silent. Say something. I was ribbing you, Agatha. Please forgive me. Agatha, you can't leave me like this. Say something.
Bacon bonce.
Alas, she goes.
For heaven's sake, take that bacon off your head. You look like a cocker spaniel waddling about.
Poor, that's a smashing machine. Look at that. Look, treble hoses and reversible baffs working to the pressure of about 42 pounds a square minute.
Do you know how it works, Mr. Migraine?
Yeah, there are 3 hoses. You stick this one up the chimney.
Wrong.
Well, first of all, you stick this hose up the chimney.
Wrong.
Yeah, well, first of all, you stick this one up the chimney.
thrice wrong.
Well, then what happens?
You stick your head up the chimney and shout, "Is anybody there?"
Well, that's a silly thing to do.
Oh, no, it isn't. If there's an old-fashioned chimney sweep up there, you just go ahead. It can be very embarrassing.
Why?
Flick the switch, suction, and voila, a bag full of old-fashioned chimney sweep.
The suction switch?
Yes, you flick this and it sort of sucks the soot into the sack. I said, did you notice when I said, sucks the soot?
Yeah, all right. Yeah. It's you that needs the shower, I think.
Oh, my head!
Oh, what happened?
Something struck me on the head. Oh, I say, look, a note wrapped around a stone. It says, "Watch it, egghead, the black hand has struck." Signed, Monica.
Oh, you've had it now.
Silly prank. Think nothing of it. Now, for the demonstration. I place this hose up the chimney and push it right up. More yet. More yet. Up the chimney. Up the chimney. Well, give me a hand.
All right. Up the chimney.
Not me, the hose. Now,
oh, it's no
switch
good.
On.
The hose is up the chimney.
Oh, we're off. Oh.
It's no good. The hose is up the chimney, down the side of the house, and you're sweeping the lawn.
Oh, dear. Yeah, pull it back, Cora. I should have told you the chimney wasn't half a mile high.
Right, pull. Heave. It's very heavy. It's coming slowly.
There must be something on the end of it.
Heave.
Here, Archie. Does Monica wear a gym slip?
Yes.
Heave.
Yeah, and does she wear pigtails?
Yes.
Please.
Why?
I've just seen her go up past the window.
Look, don't say anything, but I think the black hand is on its way.
That's it. That's all right now, I think. Switch on. Ah, that sounds better.
Hey, where's the soot?
Well, it comes down this hose, along here, and to the hose connected to the bag, and that's where the soot goes.
But there's no hose connected to the bag.
Yes, there's a... Ah! Who put the end of this hose down my trousers?
Always complaining.
Quick, switch it off! I am filling this foot!
Well, connect yourself to the bag, then.
Oh, dear, that's enough. I think your chimney should be clean now.
Are you sure it's clean?
Oh, of course.
Yeah, you just have a look up to make sure.
Really well.
What happened?
Oh, dear. I put my hand up and the bucket of water came down.
Here, look, there's another note.
What's it say?
The black hand strikes again.
Oh, Archie, our music.
Yes, Mr. Bygraves. Are you going to sing a song?
Yes, son. You just listen to this.
All right.
Wonderful. Zing, 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 a little song with me.
That's super.
I know we're not beside the Zyder Zee.
No, we're at the BBZ.
But when you're sitting by the side of me.
Oh, that's zoppy.
I wanna sing a little song. Sing some sentimental melody about a chapel or an apple tree. About a couple living happily. And I'll be glad to sing along. It ain't the season that is me kind of zilly. You really are a dolly and a dilly. We've got a reason to cuddle sort of close to me. And we could do a very clever bit of close harmony. Sing, 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 it's getting late, my pet. We've got a most important date to set. I'm sure that we could make a great duet. And we could sing a little love song all night long. Oh, Archie, I think I've got a fog in my throat.
Oh, really?
Did you like that?
Oh, yes, Mr.
Sing it with me, then.
All right.
Now, remember, all the S's must be Z's.
Is that so?
That's it, son. Off we go.
All right.
Sing, sing, sing a little song with me.
I know we're not beside the side, is he?
But when you're sitting by the side of me,
I want to sing a little song.
Da-da-da-da-da. Sing some sentimental melody
about old Seacom and Miss Dinglebody.
About those two just living happily.
And I'll be glad to sing along.
It ain't the season that is me kind of silly. You really are a dilly, a lolly-earning dolly.
You've got a reason for keeping very close to me. And we can do a very clever bit of close harmony.
Sing, 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 it's getting late, my son.
We've got a very funny sketch to come.
I'm sure that we can have a lot more fun if we can sing this little gay song all night long.
It sounds so silly.
All night long.
It's been mentioned before that Archie was fond of sculpting in stone. Before, it always on heads, but now it was to be a full-length figure.
Ooh.
Of a man.
Wait a minute. You're not going to work in the bedroom here, are you?
Certainly. Then I don't have to get up.
Yeah, but I'm in the next bed. Stone chips flying about all over the place. I don't want to wake up chip-ridden.
All right. I shan't work when you're in bed. Ah, well, to work.
Here. What are you going to call that statue?
I'm going to call it Peace and Prosperity.
Yes, yes, very good. Peace and Prosperity. A good idea.
Yes, it's going to be a man with an olive branch in one hand.
And a pile of lolly in the other.
Oh, dear. Pass me the mallet. Come on.
And so Archie started work on the statue. After 3 weeks, the floor was so littered with stone chips that, rather than sweep them up, they borrowed some tar and a steam roller. Their bedroom floor was now tarmac.
How's it shaping, Archie?
Oh, fine, fine. Look, I've done the top half. See? He's holding up an olive branch.
Cool. I thought it was a stick of rhubarb.
A stick of rhubarb?
You're a very lifelike boy. If I didn't know it was stone, I'd be making the custard now.
And a week later, the statue was so lifelike that when Archie struck it with a mallet...
Mr. Bygraves, I wish you wouldn't make that noise every time I chip.
I'm not doing anything.
Well, it's time you did then. Look, get this cloth and polish the statue.
All right. That's funny. I'll try that again. You're Archie. Are you laughing?
Of course not.
Oh, a very sinister experience indeed. Well, here goes. That does it. I'm not polishing it anymore.
Come here. I'll polish me myself.
Oh, Mr. Bygraves, the statue, it broke. Oh, what should we do?
You finish carving my leg.
Huh? Why?
So I can move. I'm stuck here by the window with nothing on.
You've got an olive branch?
A fat lot of good that is at arm's length above my head in this weather.
3 weeks later, the statue was finished. And was standing proudly in a corner of the bedroom. Then one night...
Huh? Hello? What's that? Oh, Mr. Bygraves. Here, Mr. Bygraves.
What's the matter?
Have you just gone out?
No, have you?
No.
Well, somebody has. Have a look in the corner.
Eh? The corner's empty.
Of course, Stone Bonce has opted.
Oh, dear. My lovely statue of peace and prosperity. Oh, what should we do? Oh.
Look, let him stop out. It'll do him good. I'm tired of him getting in bed with me when it's cold.
And the following morning, the statue was back.
Look, Mr. Bygraves, the statue, see?
Oh, yeah. Now, Mr. Peace and Prosperity, where, may I ask, have you been?
I had to go out to sign on in the statue's union.
Unlikely tale. You stand there with a paper hat on your head and your olive branch blows in and out and goes...
I've met a few pals.
Well, in future, stay away from the art gallery.
Hey, listen. When all London is asleep tonight, we're having another meeting in Trafalgar Square. Everybody will be there.
That night, while all London was asleep, Archie, Mr. Bygraves, and the statue left the house.
Wait for the road here. We'll get a lift.
No, we won't get a lift at this time of the morning, unless it's a police van.
Ah, here we are.
But this is a chariot.
Hop in, you chaps. Good evening, peace and prosperity.
Good evening, Dorothea.
Excuse me. Are you the statue of Boadicea from the embankment?
That's me. I've seen more people jump over the embankment into the Thames than anybody else.
Oh, shame.
Shame? I sometimes slip down and help them over.
Hey, you know, I've been to look at you scores of times.
Yes, I know. I know you very well. You're Mr. Max Bygraves, of the village, M.D., 1952.
Oh, look, look, here we are. Trafalgar Square. Oh, my, what a lot of people.
There's statues. See? That's Venus de Milo dancing.
Dancing?
Yes. Nothing, knees, and boom, a day.
I wish you didn't have meetings in Trafalgar Square.
Why not?
Look at the lions.
They can't harm us. They're in the statues union, too. We've all statues.
Hey, you speak for yourself.
Well, they've stopped the meeting, I think. Are you coming down?
No.
That's the second time this missed the meeting, him and his blooming column.
Oh. Poor old Nelson, you know. He must be cold up there.
You're stone cold.
Quiet, everybody. Now, before we start our meeting, I have some disturbing news.
I'll get you one of these fine days.
Nelson, please, I'm talking.
Well, tell him then.
Mr. Discus Thrower, Nelson won't come down, so stop trying to knock him off.
Here, look at this bloke. He doesn't move.
Ah, that's the thinker. I'll bet he'll move if I touch him.
He won't. I've tried it. Look at the back of his head.
Oh, dear, not again. M.B., 1952.
Now, as I was saying, what of our new member?
That's me. Hear him. Piece of prosperity. Oh, but we
I know. Has been indiscreet enough to bring along two mortals.
Yeah. You had a fat lot to talk about. You give him a lift.
You should be condemned to be broken up for paving stones for your despicable treason.
And I say that you should be made to dip your chariot in the Thames and water the roads with it.
Furthermore, I... Ah! Oh, I'll be after you, young Eros. This is serious business.
And I say... Oh! Give me that bow and arrow.
Look, it wasn't Eros. It was Cupid.
No. No, don't harm him. My darling, peace and prosperity. Let's dance.
All right, my beautiful bony birdie.
Oh, Wolf, everybody.
Yes, Mr. Pan. Music, if you please.
Here, it's getting light.
Light? Quick, everybody, where? Back to your places. Come on, come on.
The statues, they've gone. My, that was quick.
Yes, gone. Archie, you know, I've an idea we've been dreaming.
I think you're right. We've been working so hard on that statue.
Yeah, funny dreaming the same thing, wasn't it? You know, never mind. Let's go home.
Yes, it's nearly light. Everything's so calm, isn't it? Trafalgar Square, the lion, the column, Nelson.
Yeah, funny how we thought he spoke, isn't
it? Yes. Fancy thinking a block of stone could talk.
Well, for a block of wood, you do all right.
What?
That was Peter Brough and Archie Andrews in Educating Archie, with Max Bygraves, Harry Secombe, Beryl Reed, Hattie Jakes, Peter Madden, Ronald Chesney with a talking harmonica, and the BBC Review Orchestra conducted by Charles Shadman.
That edition of Educating Artie was first broadcast on the 7th of December, 1952.